This is Naked Astronomy with me, Ben Valsler. Still to come, we'll be finding out how a sunspot is born and answering your science questions. But before that, understanding how galaxies grow and evolve can help us to refine and perfect our models of the development of our universe. Claire Burke from Liverpool John Moores University.
We were trying to compare observations of the most massive galaxies in the universe to the predictions from the standard cosmological models. So we're trying to find out how these galaxies evolve since fairly early on in the universe to now. So understanding how the build-up of the most massive objects, which is, you know, these big galaxies that live in galaxy clusters, and these are things that can tell us about the evolution of, you know, other galaxies in general, about where all the structure in the universe came from, because these things are at the centre of the most massive structures in the universe. So it tells us about the evolution of the universe as well.
What do we think is the process by which these massive galaxies actually form?
These massive galaxies are thought to form by what's called hierarchical merging, which is where lots of little galaxies or proto-galaxies merge together to form a bigger galaxy. Then this is something that is thought to have happened very slowly over a long period of time. However, our results are a bit in contradiction to this idea. We've found that these most massive things, which should be assembling slowly over time, have actually built up really early and are already about as big as they are now, halfway back to the Big Bang. So this process of merging has happened very quickly, very early on in the universe, and not much has changed since then.
So does this mean that essentially the big galaxies that we're seeing out there haven't changed at all in 7 billion years?
Effectively, it does. The only way they will have changed is that the stars that make them up, will have gotten older. Other than that, we're pretty much finding that they haven't changed in terms of their mass and how big they are since halfway back to the Big Bang.
What data are you using to work this out? Because obviously, one of the problems with astronomy is that we don't have the opportunity to sit there for billions of years and watch galaxies evolve. We have to take snapshots from the past to try and piece together a timeline. What sets are you using?
We've got two data sets, both from the Hubble Space Telescope. One is this distant set of galaxies that are halfway back to the Big Bang. We've got this data out of the HST archive. It's got very long exposure times, so we can see a lot of detail. And we've got some images of the same kind of galaxies in the nearby universe. So we're comparing the two, one far away at an earlier time in the universe and one very nearby.
What do you think that's told us? You said it seems to go against what we think is actually the process. Have you got an idea of what might be going on?
We've got a couple of ideas of what we think might be going on that is in contradiction to these models. There's certainly been some merging going on, but it's just obviously happened more rapidly and more early than is predicted by these models. There is also an idea called cold stream accretion, where these massive cold streams of gas is funneled into the centres of these objects really quickly early on in the universe so that they can grow lots of mass together quickly without having to go through lots of mergers.
What do we need to do now to confirm or refute these ideas?
We are tying down the sizes of these things for some slightly nearer galaxies, so checking that our result is right for one, that they haven't changed in size since halfway back to the Big Bang. We're also looking at how these things might have built up. Are they building up from the inside out or the outside in? By looking at the same galaxies at different wavelengths, so some optical and some infrared, to see if we can see any evidence for merging that's happened in their recent past, or if there's any kind of evidence of these streams still hanging around.
So if there was a cold stream, you'd presumably see that in the infrared, but you wouldn't necessarily see it in the visible, so that's why we need to look at different frequencies.
It's quite possible. Also, these cold streams we expect will have happened a lot earlier on in the universe, so we would need some data for further away galaxies, which is pretty hard to do because they're so far away they're quite faint. So that would be something that we would be looking to do with, like, the next generation of telescopes, ideally, like the James Webb Space Telescope or the ELT when that eventually gets built.
That was Claire Burke from Liverpool John Moores University.